Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. Think Big Radio, where you come for all of your real estate, financial, and thinking big solutions. This is Thomas Abdul Salam, your host for today, and we want to be giving you some ideas about thinking big around real estate and real estate investing. I want to make sure that you're also passing on the word, telling other individuals about Think Big Radio, and they can go to thinkbigradio.com and get more information. And also you can get information about myself, the host, and other hosts that come on during the week. We have a gentleman on the line today that he is going to be sharing some information with us about how to invest in real estate, but we're going to talk about the money piece. And this is one of the things that all of us are wanting to know more information about. How do we get money to invest? You know, using our own money, other people's money, bank's money. Where does it come from? Where does it scream from? And we have a gentleman on the line today. His name is David Overman. And I'm going to let David introduce himself to you, and then we're going to get into some questions and hopefully you with some information that is useful. If you're out there and you want to actually call in and ask David a question, you can do that at 718-664-9989. David, introduce yourself to the audience.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. Again, my name is David Overman. I'm in Northwest Indiana. I have been a real estate investor for the past 3.5 years in this area. For most of those years, I was a wholesaler of foreclosed and distressed properties to real estate investors. And I did a lot of teaching and training to these real estate investors. I helped to build their portfolios and help them also find funding for their real estate deals. And just what you said earlier, you know, it's very important for real estate investors to, you know, learn how to effectively locate properties. It's very important for real estate investors to learn, you know, learn the ropes and A to Z, how to take a property from start to finish. All that is very important, but the most important part of real estate investing is locating your funding. Locating the money to be able to rehab properties, to be able to purchase and rehab homes. That'll be the most important key. And I believe I have not only just a concept here for the listeners and those real estate investors online, but I also have a great solution to help real estate investors who have been hurt in the past, who had suffered greatly in 07 when we had a collapse here, and we'll get into that just a little bit further there.
Okay. Well, why don't we get started in talking about, first, your contact information. How do people contact you, your website, your phone number? How do they get in touch with you?
Okay, very good. The listeners out there, you could locate us online. We are at www.rltmedia.com. That's rltmedia.com. If you would like to contact our offices, you could call 866-387-5029. Also, if there are any investors looking for a place to invest your money and getting 10 to 12, 15% returns, you could view our additional website at rehabloantree.com. That's rehabloantree.com.
Okay. And you're listening to David Overman, and he's, again, has been in the real estate business for some time, and we're going to talk about how to locate money. But before we go there, David, again, locating money is good, but you talked about wondering, how do I locate good property so that I can bring a deal to market?
Well, I mean, there's several pipelines to locate properties. I was talking with a brand new real estate investor this last week at one of our seminars up in the Chicagoland area, and he was a brand new beginner, and that's the question that he asked. How do I locate properties? And what I told him to do was contact a few realtors that he knows. A lot of realtors have access to the MLS, and they know good deals in good areas. And what you want to do is you want to get them your email address and have them start sending you properties regularly. Also, if you happen to know any wholesalers of properties in your area, you need to contact them and have them start sending you properties as well. Get people working for you and let them know, hey, I'm a real estate investor. I'm going to be buying houses, and I need you to start sending me some deals to look at. And while you're getting properties coming your way, it would be real important to also be learning some information about real estate investing and also about values, how to evaluate a property and know if you're getting a good deal. You know, again, these realtors are going to be sending you several properties. You could go to HMBI or HUD foreclosure listings. And when you look at those properties, again, you need to know what you're looking at. You really have to know if you're looking at a deal or not. So that's where the education would come in. And I highly recommend that everyone who gets involved, especially in what we're talking about tonight in borrowing private money, I highly recommend that you get educated very well and know what you're doing before you start acquiring private money. But nevertheless, to answer your question, yes, you need to start getting a pipeline of properties coming your way so you can start looking what's out there, what's in your area. And the more you learn about finding a good deal, the more excited you're going to get, the more motivation you're going to have to get more knowledge about investing in real estate so that you could capitalize on the great deals that are coming across your desk or your email from these real estate agents out there.
Okay. So I've located a piece of property. I think I got a good deal. I mean, at least I know it. I think it's in a good area and all those kinds of things. I personally don't have the money to close the deal. And let's even start with a worst-case scenario. I have no money. I've gone through a bankruptcy recently, but I have a desire to get into real estate investment.
Great.
What can you do for me? What kind of information can you give me that will help me move forward?
I've got good news. What I would like to do real quick, if you don't mind, is just kind of take a step back and reintroduce how I came across the concept and the answer of how to fund, even though you have a bankruptcy, even though you don't have money on your plate, and how I found this great source. Again, I've been a real estate investor for 3.5 years, and most of those years I was a wholesaler of foreclosed and distressed properties to real estate investors in Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland area. In early 2006, our company actually had record-breaking sales. We sold over 250 properties to real estate investors in our area. And that there are a lot of thanks to a lot of television programs that were going on, hyping real estate investing, and, of course, a lot of great teaching and training seminars up in the Chicagoland area. But people were on board. I mean, they were ready to go. I mean, it was the in thing to do to become a real estate investor. So people were getting on board. There was a lot of sales. I was able to sell 86 of these properties to my personal clients, and we were building strong portfolios. Several of these investors were buying 2, 3, 4, 5 houses at a time, investing in them, flipping them, making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 per property, and then several of them set themselves up a real nice rental cash flow that would come in and support them, and things were going great. But as you know, in early 2007, there was a halt to the market, and what ended up happening was, you know, the market began to digress, and there began to spring up huge problems for real estate investors. For one, these real estate investors ended up losing the majority of the equity that was in the home. And if you know anything about real estate, that's a bad situation to be in, because now you have just limited your option of being able to sell the home competitively on the market. And so these investors got stuck. They were not able to move these houses. And not only that, but they ended up losing when the taxes went up here in Northwest Indiana. They not only lost their equity, but they also lost their cash flow. You know, the noose was growing, getting tighter and tighter around the necks of these investors. And what ended up happening, a sad, sad time in a lot of people's lives that I know, they ended up having to give these properties back to either the bank or to hard money lenders. They ended up getting their credit scores absolutely tarnished. 30-day late, 60-day late, 90-day late, foreclosures. Some of them ended up filing bankruptcy, and they ended up having to go back to their jobs. And, you know, as a salesperson, you know, which is what I did, the majority of my time was spent selling these properties to investors, I lost 80% of my clientele. And so where I was selling 6, 7, 8, 9 houses a month, I was now selling one every 2, 3 months. Uh-huh. And I had to find a way to get money into the hands of these investors. Mm-hmm. But the problem was is that a lot of these investors that I knew, their credit was absolutely wrecked. And there was no way that they were going to be able to get financing through banks or hard money lenders. And let me hit on this point real quick too as well, and that is that one of the reasons why a lot of these investors absolutely fell apart was because when they borrowed money from a hard money lender, they had to take out 10 to 20% as a down payment out of their own pocket.
Right.
And then they also had to pay points at the closing, anywhere between 3 to 7 points out of their own pocket at the closing. They had to pay their own closing cost. Okay. And then when they ended up, when they got ready to start on the project, they had to take money out to fund the first phase.
Mm.
So before the investor ever even really got started on the project, they were already out $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in these homes out of their own pocket.
Okay.
So you better believe it was a sad day when they had to turn around and hand these properties back to the hard money lenders because they couldn't make their payments anymore.
Believe me, I've seen
They lost everything. They lost their money. And they lost their credit. They lost their standing. And, again, I was on the hunt to find financing, and it looked very bleak. I didn't see any avenues that were possible, and I finally stumbled on private money.
Okay.
And go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, maybe that's a good thing there. Then is why don't you tell us, and you know, about the private money, and just maybe how did you then cultivate this market here?
The private money. Well, I went out and got educated on private money. I bought several different courses. Some of them $500, $600. You know, dollars. I spent nearly $3,500 acquiring private money courses from sources out there, and I learned about private money, and it was an absolute eye opener. I didn't realize that this concept was available, and I didn't realize how great it actually is. So I went ahead and took the information and decided to test it. And within 3 weeks of laying my foundation, you know, I was a real estate investor, but I was using hard money all the time as well, and I was getting, you know, I was getting choked out as well because of the market. And so I implemented the concepts and teachings on how to acquire private money, and within 3 weeks of setting out to acquire private money, I was able to raise $125,000 in private loans.
David, why don't you talk about the difference between private and hard money? What's the difference there?
Oh, that's a great question there. The differences between private money and hard money and institutional loans are like the difference between night and day. When you use hard money loans, again, you are going to be analyzed to a T. They're going to look at your credit score, number one. If you don't have somewhere around a 640 credit score or above, more than likely you'll be turned down for a loan. You also are going to be required to put a down payment. And the majority of them are anywhere between 10 to 20%. So if you have a property that's going to cost you $50,000 to purchase, you're looking at anywhere between $5,000 to $10,000. That's just to get your foot in the door. Also, hard money lenders charge points. They charge anywhere between 3 to 7. I even know of some hard money lenders that charge up to 10 points, and that is basically interest points that are charged up front. So, again, the money comes out of your pocket. Also, you're going to have to pay your own closing costs using hard money, and you're also going to have to put the first phase into the project. So unless you've got $20,000, $30,000 sitting around ready to invest, more than likely you're going to have a tough time getting a hold of a hard money loan. But private money... Here's the differences in private money. Number one, with private money, you do not have to have a good credit score. You don't have to have strong bank statements or W-2s. Let me just put it this way. I've been working with private lenders for some time now, and our company has raised over $450,000 in private money in less than 8 months. And I have never one time showed a private lender my credit score. I've never showed them my bank statements. I've never showed them my W-2s. I have never one time had to put a down payment down. I've never one time had to pay my own closing cost. Okay. I have never one time had to pay any points. Absolutely. And not only that, but every single time in every instance that I borrowed the private money, I was able to acquire the property. And also, when I walked out of the closing, I had all of the money for the rehab right away. So if I needed $25,000 for the rehab, that's what I had coming out of the closing. I had the money there and ready to go. So out of all this time, I have never stuck one single dime of my own money into these projects. All the closing costs were paid with the private money. All of the insurance and the appraisals were paid with the private money. The rehab cost was paid with the private money. So you talk about freedom and the ability to be able to go out and be able to find projects at 20, 30 cents on the dollar, fix them, buy them, fix them up, and then sell them on the market. And make good money, then this is the avenue to go.
Yes, I can definitely say that. Let me very quickly say you're listening to Think Big Radio, and where you come for all of your realty, business, and financial, entertainment, and networking needs. We would like to thank you for your continued support and spreading the word about Think Big Radio, and we hope you spread the word today. We have David Overman on the line today, and he is a real estate investor, and he's talking about how to get private money versus hard money coming from banks and other financial institutions. David, before we go on again, why don't you give your contact information out again?
Okay. You can view our website at www.rltmedia.com. That's rltmedia.com. If you want to call in to our office, you could call at 866-387-5029. Again, that's 866-387-5029. If you happen to be an investor looking to make a 10 to 12, 15% return on investment, you could go to our website at rehabloantree.com. Again, that's rehabloantree.com.
All right. Okay. So you can also make money, and David has an opening for investors also. Now, you know the difference between hard money and private money? So what are the sources for raising private capital?
Well, the sources are abundant right now. Here's the thing that you got to look at, and that is that, you know, people out there around us are absolutely sick and tired of making 2% on their CDs. I mean, they're tired of making 3% or 4%. People who have money markets right now, you know, they're making 5-6%. A lot of them, if you're watching the news at all, they're losing tons of money. And people are looking for a safe, secure, dependable rate of return that is beating the rate of inflation. And as a real estate investor, working with private lenders, you are able to offer a superior rate of return on their investment with greater security than the stock market. So again, I would say, I mean, individuals out there, individuals who have CDs, individuals who have money market accounts, they have 401ks. Those are all excellent avenues, and again, they're abundant right now. People are looking, they are looking for a place to put their money. Even some people that have bank money in the banks. Some people have got more than $100,000 in banks, and all they're talking about on the news right now is, hey, you know, if you got more than $100,000 in the bank, you know, you might want to double check on that because you're only insured by the FDIC up to $100,000. People are worried right now. They're looking at banks, and there's banks falling apart, and of course, the stock market has been going up and down wildly recently, and all I've been hearing is reports of people losing excessive amounts of money in their 401ks, their IRAs, and their, you know, stock market. So people are hunting for an alternative. And you as a real estate investor can offer them a safe, secure, dependable rate of return through investing in private mortgages with you.
Okay. Dave, we also understand that you have an offer to our radio listening audience today. You want to?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We actually, again, like I was saying, when I gathered information about private money and I started to put that into work with me. I had seven people show up to the first meeting that I had, and four of them were family members and friends. So I figured we'd have 300 people show up. We had seven people show up, and we did very well out of that first meeting. And again, now we're up to $450,000 in private money that we're working with 8 months later. It's gone really fast. Been very good, but again, when I realized that it worked, that utilizing private money actually works, and there are people who are willing to loan you money, I went ahead and started spreading the word to those investors that I had worked with for several years. Hey, this is an option for you. Private money is an option, and you can. This is the resurrection you've been looking for. This will get you back up on your feet. And it eventually became a production, a DVD production, and that's what we have to offer this evening is the Private Money DVD. It's entitled Private Money for Your Real Estate Deals. It's closer than you think. And the DVD goes through and teaches you all about private money, what it is, what's the difference between private money and hard money. It teaches you different avenues to acquire private money, how to start attracting private money to you. It takes you through the whole entire process of borrowing the private money. It takes you through the paperwork process. And it's all very simplified, so it's easy to grab hold of. It's all meat. It's all instruction that'll get you up on your feet and ready to go real quickly. Not only that, but on the DVD, we also have one of our personal presentations that we gave to a room of about 45 potential private lenders. And if I got to say anything about this DVD, I would say that meeting right there, just having Real Estate Investor watched that meeting and how it was conducted, and we went through our PowerPoint presentation with these private lenders. Just watching that is going to give you unbelievable knowledge and information to go out and begin acquiring private money for yourself. We also had a question answer session after that, so you're gonna get great information from that one as well. We also have a CD-ROM that comes with the DVD that has all of the documents that you're going to need to make a private money loan happen. We've also included the PowerPoint presentation that our company personally uses when we go in and give a presentation to private lenders, and you're going to be able to actually personalize that PowerPoint presentation. You're going to put your own company logo in there, and you'll be set and ready to go. Once you get your foundation, I would say watch the DVD several different times, and once you're ready to go, you'll be able to get out and get going and be able to acquire private money and be able to facilitate it, work with it fairly easily.
Okay.
So what we have to offer is, when I gathered information about private money, it cost me several hundreds of dollars to acquire these CDs and things of that nature, $400 or $500 per course that I bought. And we wanted to make our production feasible to the real estate investor to be able to, for them to get it in their hands, grasp the information. So we made our production sell for $129. It sells for $129 online, but all the listeners on thinkbigradio.com, you're going to get a 20% discount. Courtesy of thinkbigradio.com and Mr. Big, 20% discount on this production. And the way that you do that is you go online to purchase. You'll fill in your information on the first page. On the second page, there will be a passcode that you can enter in. And the passcode is BIG. That's B-I-G, BIG, B-I-G. Enter in that passcode, and you will receive a 20% discount for this private money DVD, and it'll be shipped out to you right away.
All right, so you heard it here. Thank you, listeners. I can't even get it out. Thank big listeners. I'm telling it here. You can go to David Overman's website, and he's going to give that out again here just shortly. You can get the DVD, the CD, all of the documents, plus the presentation of the investors' meeting. All of the slides, which you can personalize for yourself. It is, I guess you might call this a turnkey opportunity, $129, but he's giving you a 20% discount if you would go online and all you have to do is put in with a code where it says their user's code, I believe, or the
passcode,
and you have to put in BIG. Give us that information. Where do we go again, David?
You go to rltmedia.com. That's rltmedia.com. And when you see, you'll see the first page there. Click on the products page, and then just click. It'll show you the DVD. It'll have a little video up on there that you could take a look at. And then just click on Buy Now. It'll take you to an information page. You just simply fill in the information on the second page that comes up after you finish filling in your information. It'll ask you for the passcode up on the top. Put in BIG and get a 20% discount for your purchase.
So how good is this? How long is this offer good for, Dave?
You know what? As long as people listen to this radio broadcast for as long as this goes, we're going to offer the 20% discount to all Think Big Radio listeners. So spread the word, hopefully a lot of people out there will hear about this and be able to get the discount there. So I did want to say one other thing real quick, if you don't mind, and that is I want to encourage real estate investors out there who had a real bad season in 07. You may have lost your real estate deals. You may have had to forfeit them and hand them back to hard money lenders. You may have filed bankruptcy because of certain situations. I want to let you know you're not down and out. And this is the alternative that could get you back up on your feet and get you utilizing all that real estate knowledge that you have. And you could put it right back into practice, and I'm telling you, our company was able to raise $125,000 in our within the first 3 weeks of putting this information into gear and utilizing the information. But that's my circle of influence. You have no idea who is in your circle of influence who has private money that they'll be ready to loan you. All you need to do is be educated, learn how to tap in and grab this private money, because I'm telling you, it is there, it's available, and there's no need for you to let all those years of real estate education go to waste. This is the answer. If you've been looking for an answer to get back up on your feet and get back into the game, this would be your answer. Private money can make it happen for you. So I just want to encourage you out there. You know, you're not down and out. This is the way to get back in the game.
Okay. For all the Think Big listeners, this is your opportunity. If you're not in the game, you can get in the game. If you've been in the game before, you've fallen out, you have fell upon bad times due to the market, Dave is offering you a way, an opportunity, and information on how you can get back in the game, and he's doing that at a 20% discount if you go to his website, and the password is BIG, B-I-G. We want to always thank the Think Big listeners. This is where you come for your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. We always appreciate you and always welcome you. Please spread the word about Think Big Radio. And, again, you can go to www.thinkbigradio.com, and you can not only listen to this broadcast again if you need to gather his information and to learn more about the Think Big Radio Network and the host. Here's a question I guess has been coming back and forth in my mind is I'm not in real estate, never been in real estate. Is this for me, not for me? What's the deal?
Yes, if you are a beginner real estate investor or you are thinking of getting into the market, this is absolutely the way to get started. If I could go back to the beginning 3.5 years ago when I first began in real estate, I wish I would have known about private money. I would have saved thousands of dollars, literally. And if somebody would have just opened my eyes about private money and how to acquire private money for my real estate deals. Now, here's what I want to put out there. I want to put out a strong disclaimer. If you are a beginner real estate investor, it would be great to learn about private money, to know how to acquire private money. That would be a part of your real estate education to learn about this. But what you need to know is you need to know how to do the real estate business first, okay? It's very important that you know what you're doing. And the reason why is when you start borrowing private money, you're borrowing money from individuals. Individuals who have for years saved money up through their hard work and effort and discipline, and you do not want to be taking on money from private lenders to their ruin. You don't want to make mistakes and mess them up and lose their money somehow, which is quite hard to do. You would really have to screw it up to lose their money, but the thing is that you want to be able to know what you're doing and be able to take very good care of these investors. It would be better for you to learn how to do real estate and get a good education behind you before you begin. This way you don't burn bridges right from the start. If you know what you're doing and you know how to do it, and then you acquire private money to do what you know how to do, then you're going to continue to build great relationships with these lenders, and you'll have lenders for life. So my advice and my strong disclaimer is get the real estate education. Go to seminars. There's tons of free seminars available everywhere. Get a good education. Buy tapes. Buy CDs. Learn how to invest in real estate. Get around people who are doing it and learn from them. But also you can go ahead and get the information to learn how to acquire private money. I mean, it never hurts.
Yeah. So I mean, make this a part of your education, but don't make this like I'm just going to get this piece and then I'm going to make $1 million.
That's right. Absolutely. You need to have a solid education behind you. And for those real estate investors who do have an education, you know what you're doing, this is going to fast track you to success. I mean, there is nothing like working with private money. I mean, you are absolutely 100% in charge and in control of what you're doing and the money portion. You don't have to jump through hoops. You don't have to sit up and beg. I mean, this, it gives you all the freedom that you need. I mean, real estate investors, imagine this. Imagine never making a monthly interest payment. What could that do for your cash flow? I mean, that is absolutely possible with private money, and there's so many other benefits, and I won't even begin because I don't think we have that much time left here.
That is the last few minutes of the show. But what can you offer? I mean, I guess, again, the people listening in, and they're interested. They're interested. But what about the market? What's going on with the market? Is this a time for me to be in, let alone with somebody else's money?
Absolutely. Right now is a great time. As you know, if you've ever listened to Donald Trump, Robert Kiyosaki, these investors who sit and look down at a 10,000-foot perspective and they've seen the markets, they will tell you that now is the time to buy. I mean, we're picking up properties literally at 30 to 40 cents on the dollar, and we are capturing a great time of the market. As a stock market analyst will tell you, you know, they'll let you know, hey, when do you buy a stock? You don't buy it when it's going up, when everybody's jumping in on it. You buy it when it's going down so that you could catch the ride up. And I got to say, you know, this market is going to be turning around here real soon. You know, I don't know exactly what it holds in the future, but, you know, within the next 6 months to a year, I think we will be going on our way back up. And those who get in right now and capture this market today are going to reap the benefits of being wise and buying when it's low, very low, and then you'll capture that equity when it starts to go back up, you know. So absolutely, I think that now is a great time, and I think that within the next 6 months to a year and 2 years, the real estate investors that invest now, they're going to be at the top of the food chain. Absolutely.
Okay. And you're listening to Think Big Radio. Well, for all of your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs, we always appreciate you coming and listening. And we all always hope we have good information, good topics for you. We want to also remind you that David is offering a special to all of the Big Think Radio listeners, a DVD and a CD, plus templates for getting started. PowerPoint presentation is originally $29, given to you for 20% off. If you go to his website, which he's going to give out again just very shortly, and at the password you put in BIG, B-I-G. David, please give us your contact information all over again, please.
Contact information, you can visit our website at www.rltmedia.com. That's rltmedia.com. You could call our offices at 866-387-5029. Again, that's 866-387-5029. And if you are a real estate investor, if you're an investor looking for an investment, you can go to our investment website, which is rehabloantree.com. That's rehabloantree.com. And for those investors out there, and real estate investors, or you're getting into the real estate investment game, to get this DVD 20% off, courtesy of Think Big Radio and Mr. Big, just put in the word BIG, B-I-G, in the passcode at rltmedia.com. Click on the Buy Now and fill in your information and click under the passcode BIG and get 20% off.
All right, that's the 20% off there. David, do you have anybody you want to thank or acknowledge? We're getting down to the last couple of minutes of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. I have several people to thank. I like to thank God. He's been a big help in my life, and I really appreciate that. I'd like to thank my mom and dad, of course. They've been inspirational to me and supportive. Of course, my wife, I can't leave her out. She's helped me out and stuck by my side through thick and thin. And I'd also like to thank one of my personal mentors who raised me up and taught me real estate investing. And Mr. Garcia, he's done very well to help me in my life, and I appreciate his mentorship, his patience with me, and he has done me very well, and I really appreciate that. And I'd also like to thank good friends that I have in the Chicagoland area, Mr. Freddie Taylor with Invest with Passion magazine and, out in Chicagoland area, and then, of course, Mr. Al Brown, who is at localbiz.com, and there are several other people I'd like to thank for helping me get this way. My brother, Tim Overman, he has been with me thick and thin all the way through from the infancy of Rehab Lone Tree and RLT Homes and RLT Productions. We've been side by side there making it happen. I really appreciate his help. And I would like to thank sponsors like yourself, thinkbigradio.com. I really appreciate you allowing us to come on with you and have the opportunity to let other investors know how they can access private money and get a hold of it for their businesses. So I really appreciate it. Yeah, I'm very grateful to all those people who've helped me out for sure.
Appreciate our guests and the information that they bring. Between you and the other gurus out there, what you're doing, anything different, anything you can offer us?
You know what? The only thing I would say, and I respect all those so-called gurus out there, the thing is that they have great knowledge. I have learned from them, so I can't, I would never try to tear them down or anything like that. The only thing that's different between what we have and what they have is the cost. If you want to buy private money CDs and things like that out there, you're going to be paying $400 or $500 for these CDs. You could get our information, especially those listeners now, for 20% off. Cost you about $100 and some to get the information. And not only that, but you won't have to filter through all the talk that you get on a lot of these CDs. Basically, on the private money for your real estate deals, it's closer than you think, DVD, our production, you're going to get all the meat. It's straight teaching about how to do it, how to get it done, what it is. Get going. Here it is. Here's your tools. We equip you, and you're on your way. So there's no messing around. It's just good information. It's solid, and I think it's a great production, and I think people will really learn from it, and I really believe there's going to be several people here in the next couple of years that will turn back and say, and here's what I want to say. It's not about me. It's about the teaching and training. That's what will make the difference in your life. It's not because I got up and taught it. It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with the teaching and training that was put into this DVD. That is what will make the difference in your life and take you to the next level.
Okay. So remember, one thing he's definitely encouraging you to do is that you need to get a realtor education, not necessarily licensed. I didn't hear him say that, but you need to know the market. You need to know the business in which you're going into.
So absolutely.
To your investors, you want these people to come back. You want them to continue to have money, place money with you. So learn the business. Don't just jump in and say, I heard David say this, that, and the other. I'm about to see D, and I'm ready to go. He's not saying that. I'm trying to reiterate a disclaimer here. Education is important in any business as well as the real estate business. So make sure you get a well-rounded education in the business and include private money as part of that education.
Absolutely.
As you move forward. And again, for those who already have an education, David is offering you an opportunity to get back in and maybe get back in strong and with some new information, some new tools, some new sources, a new way to go other than looking at hard money or hard sources and looking at the, I'm going to call it the soft market, the private money. Any last words, Dave? We got about a couple of seconds. What you got? Anything?
I would just tell the folks, get the training, get the information, because it'll absolutely change your business. There's nothing like private money. Go to rltmedia.com, get the information, learn how to tap in and grab the private money in your circle of influence. Don't wait. Go get it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Think Big Radio at thinkbigradio.com. We enjoyed you tonight. Take good care. Have a good night.